I'm Carol Hills, and you're with The World. Uganda is in a much better place now. The bloody 20-year insurgency led by the Lord's Resistance Army has come to an end. But the country is still grappling with the issue of child soldiers. These are boys abducted at a very young age and then trained against their will to be killers. Now that many of those boys are adults, there's a dilemma for Uganda. How do you judge a former child soldier? As a victim or as a perpetrator? For the first time ever, the International Criminal Court is putting a former child soldier on trial. It's a case that has polarized his home country. The World's Jasmine Garst has the story from Uganda.
No one seems to remember what the boy's real name was, but his cousin, Lily Atong, remembers him well. When she talks about him, she gets a distant, wistful look in her eyes.
He would wake up in the morning, just like a normal boy in the village, and start with cleaning the compound.
They grew up together, here in this village in northern Uganda. The boy was chubby, she says with a smile.
One memory, that young man digging potatoes. So the sweet potatoes, there is a way, a specific way you can make it from the garden and cook it right there.
He would wake up early in the morning and clean and go tend to the garden. He made her these delicious roasted sweet potatoes, and he was funny, too. He'd tell these stories and make everyone double over in laughter.
Jongweni is a good storyteller, that if we had sat here like this and you hear people shouting, it could be him. He would be making them all laughing, because he's a good storyteller and he likes to jazz, yeah.
There wasn't much to laugh about back then. It was the height of the war. An armed Christian militia, known as the Lord's Resistance Army, or LRA, fought the Ugandan government for control over the region. And the LRA specifically targeted children. They would storm into a village and snatch up the boys and turn them into soldiers. They'd also take young girls to be wives and sex slaves. All in all, around 30,000 kids were taken during the conflict. When the boy was 10 years old, he too was abducted and trained to be a soldier. And people say he became one of the LRA's most brutal, high-ranking killers. In Uganda, the name Dominique Ongwen sends chills down some people's spines. He fought for decades and is alleged to have been brutal. He surrendered 2 years ago to American special forces.
All rise, vous vous levez.
These days, Ongwen is on trial at the International Criminal Court in The Hague. He faces 70 counts of war crimes and crimes against humanity. Here's Ongwen speaking through a translator.
I deny all these charges in respect to the war in northern Uganda.
He's the first child soldier to ever have been tried at the International Criminal Court. And his defense has been simple. I was taken as a little boy. I was forced to do these things. He's a victim, says his cousin Lily. It's not like he volunteered. Anyone else would have done that in order to survive. But the people who abducted him and put a gun in his hand, they're walking around town free. She's not alone in this view. Ongwen is one of just two LRA fighters facing charges. Even mastermind Joseph Kony, who headed the armed militia, is still at large. Traveling around Uganda, I find a lot of people feel sorry for Ongwen. At one point in the city of Gulu, I hop in a taxi. The driver tells me he feels for Ongwen. You see, the driver himself was abducted as a little boy and forced to become a child soldier. And he says watching Ongwen in that sterile European courtroom surrounded by judges, it's like watching himself on trial. Not everyone feels compassion for Dominique Ongwen. The town of Lukoti is green and red, green bush cut by red clay roads. I follow one of those roads uphill to the village schoolhouse. Principal Oyet sits with me in the yard. He tells me, as a child, he was abducted 5 times by the Lord's Resistance Army. He always ran away.
I was abducted several times, almost 5 times.
He's a quirky man who smiles and laughs often as he talks. which is somewhat jarring because of what he wants to tell me about, how he survived one of the country's most notorious massacres. The townspeople had been camping right outside of an army base for protection. And one evening, the LRA raided the camp. It said that Dominique Onwen led the operation.
They came in large number, almost over 80. They were making a lot of sound. So we ran, and from a distance we saw smoke coming out of the camp. We spent the night in the bush. In the morning when we came back, we found a smell. Other human beings were burned. Other people were abducted.
Over 60 people were killed in the massacre at Lukodi, Principal Oyet's family. Oyet says it's really frustrating to hear his countrymen say Dominique Onwen should not be held responsible because he was a child soldier. Oyet says at the end of the day, Dominique Onwen was a man when he killed most of the people in this village.
At the time that he did the attack, he was above 18 years old. So to me, he's matured. He was a matured person at the time of the act.
In summer, in Uganda, every night there is a storm. On this night in Lukodi, it's the 13th anniversary of the massacre, and there's a memorial service. Under an electric black sky, survivors file in through the waist-tall wild grass. They have gathered to sing in front of a monument with the names of the victims of the massacre. They're a small bunch. After a war, justice is always complicated. There are victims and there are perpetrators, but some people end up being both. So who do you judge? The chubby 10-year-old boy who loved to tend to his garden? The one who got abducted? Or the murderer he's accused of becoming? For The World, I'm Jasmine Garzd, Lukodi, Uganda.